that she can increase it in a reassessment year.
I guess I have...
She has to look at the BOE value to begin with. And then she has to determine if there's been any changes or increased value that would cause the value to go up. She can't just randomly raise it up. She has to look at it and have a reason to raise it up.
Did you particularly look at this and have a reason to raise it up, or was it just based on all the exemptions went away?
No, this one is a particular reason. As I said, the new layers, and Wesley can bring it up on price per square foot, it just showed that he was way under everything that his neighbors are paying. So we looked at it and we said, why? And we checked everything, and all things being equal, for some reason, his was lower.
Did everything, and we know why it was lower. Did you have more? Did everybody in this complex go up?
No.
Okay.
So it was based on the exemption. Sir, tell me your name. Superintendent's guy.
Andy Adams.
I mean, you know, there's, with 44,000 properties, you found this one particular one and you saw that it was low, so you decided to raise it?
We're just going over the tops of the roofs and we can see the price per square foot. And like I said, when we see something that's too low or too high, we bring them all in to be in the same area.
I just don't see the reason to wipe out all exemptions again. And here we have another one.
Here to complain about me lowering theirs.
Okay, so you lowered. So you did lower some.
We did lower
not
some.
Any increases.
Correct.
Okay.
You lower some and you raise some. So you have to make it a fair and equitable across.
But those are
all
different. I mean, I've been in a multitude of those, and I have no doubt. I know where you're at, and we looked at this last year, and that ought to be factored in, and it comes down to these exemptions that have been wiped out that increase a workload for, I mean.
I'm sorry, Jeff, how is it different? You have a building with units in it, and by plat, they set the square footage. And so when we say on there, it's, I don't know what it is, $57 a square foot, whatever we've got, then it doesn't matter what size your unit is. That 57 per square foot is going to change. So maybe the other person's valuation is higher because they have more square footage by 2 feet or three, but that's the only difference. And then also, as Kenny has pointed out to me, my appraiser has been here 31 years, sometimes people will enclose their balcony. If you put screens in,
sure,
that changes value also. But otherwise, everybody across here should be the same price.
In Taney Como Terrace, if they have similar square footage?
Price per square
foot. But is yours on stairs, sir?
Yes, it's on stairs. It took the state adjuster 5 minutes to say, oh, yes, there is a difference because you have stairs.
Okay.
To get up.
There are units over there. The majority of those units, they were brilliantly built because they have garages and you can almost go walk in on every level. Walk-in units are generally worth more, but Taney Como Terrace, the majority of them are walk-in units the way they're put in. There is a building, as in yours, that has particular ones that use stairs. I mean, I know that those are severely harder to sell because Taney Como Terrace primarily has an older population that the attraction to them is the no stairs. Stairs are a factor, just like a flood zone is a factor. But my issue here is that we looked at this again, that this last year, and again, these exemptions that have been wiped out, I don't know if we would be particularly dealing with this. I mean, we might be. They can be re-looked at. I just don't know why we're re-looking at this 1 year later. Has anything changed with your property, sir?
Nothing, except it's gotten older. My furnace is rusted out.
And again, the valuations of these properties are anywhere from 95 to 125. And so as values go up, I'm supposed to be looking at that. And when I went in here, before I changed him to match everybody else, I did look and see whether we were in line for everybody. I just completely redid the Hilton condo hotels, you know, the condo hotels. They all went down. They were paying, their values were like $150,000. And we took everybody down to less than $100,000 because that's what's fair. It's not, they're not selling for that much. And I can see that on sales letters because even though local realtors tell everybody, don't send that sales letter in, it makes a difference. You have to make things fair for people.
Okay, and on these, on this particular unit, had you, on his unit, have you talked already? No?
Have you called the office, but I couldn't get her.
Okay, so you guys haven't talked yet. So you...
I haven't.
Okay. Do you, did you know about our deal last year, what we did with him?
No, I had no idea.
Because all exemptions have went away because of grudges and favors.
Let's kind of end this if we can. As far as that, this particular case goes, we know why we did this last year, and I would make a motion to put it at his last year's assessment based on what we did last year and the evaluation that we did. And the assessor didn't know because she didn't see it. So anyway, that's my motion.
And I'd also want to ask you, you do know about the 948, right, where you can get the Missouri tax credit?
I can give him that information.
Yeah, we have a motion on the table, and do we have a second? So it's to keep it at the same value as what it was last year?
Correct.
All right, I will second that motion.
On that particular, and I don't know how many more units there are like this out there, but you know, and if they come in, we'll do the same thing. Okay. Do we have the, you have the numbers you need? Okay.
Yep.
Do a vote.
It's the 67410. And it's what the motion's going to read is David Akers made a motion set value to 2020 values.
Okay.
Correct. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Thank you, sir, for coming
in.
I hope
appreciate
you don't have to come in next year. All right. Do we have anybody else? We have nobody else waiting, so we have some teleconferences waiting. It is 11:15. Do we need to take a 5-minute bathroom break?
If you want.
All right, we're going to push through.
Did you have any questions for me about levies, Jeff?
Do you know of any other school districts besides Hollister School District that the levy is not, is going to be, is fixed?
Are you talking about because of the lawsuit that occurred?
No, Hollister, the assessor brought up the fact that...
There was an election in April and they voted to keep the levy the same, didn't they?
I just remember, it was either the debt service or capital project section of their levy. They can't extend the regular levy and lock it in. It's only those two special.
I was going to say, it's only a
that's
small
just in
part
the,
of it. Okay.
Yeah, most people don't ever even see that. I have to have it for the state railway and utility distribution because it's based on T&I debt service and capital improvements. But on the basic levy, that doesn't have anything to do. I mean, it's just a total amount, $5. But for me, I have to break it down. I have to know the individual amounts, which are provided by the state, and that has to do with the formula when I go to distribute state assessed revenue.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's distributed completely different than all other taxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so we have a couple promenades here. BOE tax number, BOE number 2021-3.
Talk about it with the assessor a little bit before we make the phone call or figure out which ones we got here that we're going to.
Sure.
In other words, just try to.
I think one question came up was I hear, hey, we're valuing property because it's undervalued and taxes may not go up because that's determined by the mill levy, and we're trying to determine what, you know, that doesn't sound like the mill levy is going to change. the assessed value is going to go up. And I don't know the total amount. Somebody called me and told me it's going to go up by $500 million in the county here.
They're worried about the levies going down or?
The
total assessed value of the properties, which I mean, it would be nice to know that, but
the Did you say they increased by $140 million?
Something close to that.
So
but now we've been turning things backwards because I'm turning back the timeshares because we were trying to figure out, because they just didn't answer me. So to get their attention, I flipped them. And so we've taken down several million, tens of millions actually,
so
with the timeshares.
Even when we have had big adjustments, either by you all or by the state tax commission, it has rarely affected the levy. I mean, it might be a point one or something that it changes, but it's not a big amount. The only time they change significantly is when there's an election. I have really, even when the values have gone up a lot, I've rarely seen it truly affect the levy where it's got lower taxes.
What is the threshold on the Hancock? Is it like 10%?
It's 35.5%.
Or whatever.
I don't know what it is. I know that it's not just that because the state auditor has a whole
list of
process
exceptions
that they do where they, even though, like say, the total levy that you have on your property might be $5, okay? So when we're doing all that process, that I have to send in all the assessed valuation, and then the state auditor's office goes, I'm not going to let it be that amount. Because they're getting a windfall. So we're going to adjust it down. So even though the voters say that it can be $5, the state auditor then can come back then and decrease it from being $5 to $4.798, something like that. I have a lot of people who look at me just like you are, like the fire departments. They've set it at 0.30. That's what the voters said. The state auditor does their math work and comes back at 0.29. And they're like, why? I'm like, you need to talk to the state auditor. Because it's their process. They go in and try and determine if it's going to be a significant increase from one year to the next. And if
to
it
taxpayers.
Is a, if
That's right.
the political subdivision is going to get a huge windfall, then they adjust it down. They adjust the levy down so it's not such a big jump. Now, it would take a huge, huge, huge increase for it to even come down a little bit.
Okay. But the overall, the way the Hancock Amendment reads, it's not for individuals' personal taxes. It's for the whole area is the Hancock Amendment cap.
Okay.
So the people that we are dealing with here, they definitely are going up more than 5%. I remember in the first year Chuck took over that the BOE was looking at rolling. He was going to do a 5% increase, and the BOE had highly considered rolling that back as a whole, just on a 5% increase, and let alone, you know, and I'm not proposing that. But the, you know, right now we have, I mean, all across the board, a very high increase. And, you know, the reason I bring that up is not to have a point of contention here.
No,
the reason I bring it up is because the Hancock Amendment does not address that.
Right.
For people.
Right.
It might address it for the whole of the county.
Right. So you're still, yeah, I understand. You're still.
So you do see, like, when we flip the nightly rentals to 100% commercial, because again, we don't have the manpower to do a reservation system for every nightly rental condo. By doing so, and yes, it went up quite a bit. That's where your huge amount went. But then the state auditor will see that as a windfall, mostly for Branson and Hollister schools. So we could see our levies go down substantially, which means you pay a lot.
I just don't, I mean, with all due respect, I don't think that's going to happen, and folks that have been doing this for a long time do not feel that's going to happen. I mean, on a normal year, my taxes have went up. I think most people understand that your taxes are going to go